I've been going down the beach, but you've been down the beach today, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Went out surfing this morning, got up at 7, whoa, put the board in the back of the car, went down there with mate Bruce and surfed from the point. Oh, I'm going
it's all Point Break.
Point Break, and then you surf the wave right into the beach, and then you walk back and have a chat.
Robbed a few banks.
Yeah, you know, push over a few kids' sandcastles, kick some kids.
You're badass surfers. Yeah. A bit of skating in the bowl.
Yeah, yeah. And then go and catch another one, do it all over
some
again.
Some bongs. Yeah. Slept in your panel van.
So
anyway, I've been down the beach too over Easter. I've got to say, there's a lot of tourists coming down to like Lawn now. They tend to be Indian and Chinese tourists. Yep. Maybe they could actually live here. They arrive on a big bus, so I assume they're tourists.
Yep.
What they do, they like to stand in the shallows and scream as the surf comes towards them.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that, except we're coming in on our boogie boards pretty hard. And the waves are hitting right on the shore,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, honestly, it was like 10-pin bowling. I had to like skirt around them. But I'm starting to think that we're like the new tourist attraction. I reckon the...
Are you in a wetsuit?
Yeah, yeah. Forget the penguins. We'll go see the...
I see.
The fat bogan in the boogie board.
Yeah,
you know.
Go see the Anglos. The Anglos...
Yeah, the bogan's on the boogie boards.
Yeah.
It's a new thing.
Yeah.
Because we were coming in. My kids kept swerving to hit the tourists. Maybe that's a new thing down there.
Well, I was down there the other day, and I might have told you the story, where we were there, and there was a lovely Indian family just up from us, and they had a tent and everything, and had their lunch all set up, and blah, blah, blah. And then they went for a swim, and I, being a legendary old school local, I went, hey, guys, best not, there are rocks under the water there. I don't want you to dive under and hurt yourself. So if you just move down to the...
Yeah, good on you.
To the left, you might find that... and he didn't say much. They sort of walked back. I thought, they would have said
thank you
something for that, because you know I am a hero. And anyway, so then we sat back in our towels, and then he walked over with a big plate of watermelon for us to eat.
Oh, yum.
So we're having watermelon on the beach.
Yeah,
going, isn't it great? You know, you're sharing, you're caring, you're meeting people.
Oh, the food always smells good too.
Yeah.
They're cooking. But there has been an alarming amount of deaths in that community. Those people in the pool on the Gold Coast.
Oh, that was terrible.
It's awful.
It's so easy. It happens so easily.
Here's a great fact. I think I've said this before. There's been no deaths between the flags.
That's true.
And so if you're going to swim and you're not that good, stay between the flags. Or as I say to the kids, you can go like a foot outside the flags. They're not going to say, Dave's drowning. No, he's outside the flag.
Not getting him.
Yeah.
Nah, don't worry about him. No, don't save him.
Because you still see some stupid behavior. The other day, we were swimming outside the flags. There was a guy like in his jeans and shirt next to me.
Yeah.
Like a middle-aged fat guy. You're like, mate,
yeah,
you're already weighing an extra 5-10 kilos.
You
could easily go under.
Yeah. So what did you say to him? Say anything to him?
No, I didn't say anything to him.
Like we were at Noosa that time.
When he went under, I said, I can't help you, mate.
Yeah.
I've got two kids.
When you do your bronze medallion, that's what you got to do.
Oh,
you
really?
Got to put clothes on and dive under the water and take a brick off the bottom. That's the bronze medallion.
Is that the bronze medallion?
Yeah.
Jesus, what's the gold medallion?
Well, that's interesting. I think bronze was...
The number one, wasn't it? Yeah,
I thought it was. That was kind of like you went Herald. You went... What was the first one? Herald?
Going
senior?
Back. We're going back. I can't remember.
Oh, God, I got my... Anyway, one was swim 25, swim 50, and then it was the bronze medallion that you hung around your neck when you went to the school sports.
Cool.
But then we're at Noosa, and they got on the PA. And they've gone, those kiddies are swimming up outside the flags up there. That's not good enough. Get in between the flags, otherwise there'll be trouble.
Oh, good on them.
And then he said, the parents of those children, to be quite honest, that's just bad parenting.
That's what's called a bit of editorial.
That's just bad parenting. You go, thanks for that.
No, good on him, I reckon.
Oh, you reckon good on him? Yeah, bad parenting because they're not swimming between the flags. Okay.
I was down the beach the other day. There was a girl who would have been two at the most, with a bucket and sand in the shallows, you know, very cute.
Know.
A freak wave came over.
Yep.
She bowled over 8 times, I reckon. Went boo, 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 boo. And the mum's about 20 feet away talking to a friend.
You can, older people, you know, not people like you and I, but you can get knocked over and you can get sucked out.
Oh, beaches like Bondi. I mean, we've all seen
Bondi is an incredibly dangerous
beach. Who's that fat actor who turned up with James Franco? They're in movies together. And he reckons he told the story on...
He nearly died?
Jonas.
Oh, yeah.
Jonas Hill?
Yeah,
Jonas Hill. He's funny. He's great.
He's great actor.
Comic actor.
Yeah.
But he said they got into the shallows and then all these girls started talking to James Franco and he just got pulled out in a rip and he's just like floating about.
Jonas Hill. Stick your hand up and as you go with the rip, don't try to swim against it.
Mm.
And when it settles down, go sideways and then gently go back to the beach. But the worst thing you can do is panic. Hard not to panic.
Yeah, my friend said the action that most people do when they don't know what to do is to try and kind of climb a ladder. Yeah. He said, do not just stay still and put your arms out like Jesus and float.
Yeah.
Is that right? You're old beach man.
Yep. Yeah. Float. And if you have to give mouth to mouth to someone, just make sure that they have been drowning first. Don't just walk up to random people on the beach and go, I think you need mouth to mouth.
Yeah, that's a bad look. That's a bad look. Or CPR. Why are you touching me? I'll play the music, Courtney.
Welcome to Somehow Related. Now, please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Anyway, here we are. Episode 301. We know that because we had 300th. Thanks for all the congratulations, the champagne.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, the presents.
I don't know if you guys turned up to the huge party that was thrown.
There was, yeah. And the street parade was good.
Oh, we've got to mention we're now on 9 podcasts too, which is...
We've crossed over, have we?
Crossed over. So
I'm going to get a tattoo. I'm going to get a tattoo on my forehead.
Oh, be careful.
Nine podcasts. So what does that mean? Does that mean that anything changes?
You can just still go to the same place to get your podcast, wherever you went.
It just pops up, does it?
It's fine.
Yep. Do we have... We'll have all the
Peter Hitchener.
Lavinia will come on.
Glenn Ridge.
Yeah.
Daryl Summers. Ozzy. Eddie McGuire.
What's his name for the breakfast show?
Stefanovic.
Stefanovic will come on.
Yeah.
God, that'd be great.
None have been offered.
Anyway. It's funny that. They're not jumping to come on.
No.
Anyway, I'm very proud to be in a new home. And
it's exciting times.
And we're still recording it in a pub.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
And we've just had burgers for lunch.
Yeah.
So nothing's really changed. So as far as you're concerned... Dear listener, steady she goes.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get our topics from Sam. What are they, Sam?
Marlon Brando and conga drums.
What?
Oh, yeah, love it. Can you do? How's he speak, Marlon Brando?
Oh, he's got cotton wool in his mouth.
That's it.
Put your mouth down. Make your mouth go in a reverse V.
Tell the family.
Did he always speak like that? Did he speak like that when he was a teenager?
I'm going to play ball, Mum.
He was affected with the way he spoke.
It could have been a contender. It could have been a fighter, number one.
Didn't you just get really... Unfortunately, I just think of him as really fat in Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
But what was the movie where he was on an island, the island of Dr. Moreau, and just these bizarre stories?
I don't think they had seen him before they cast him in Apocalypse Now and he turned up and was really fat. That's why it's so dark.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So they weren't trying to hide his fatness. He's a great actor. Done some brilliant stuff.
Streetcar Named Desire.
Stella.
Yes. Stella.
That's it. Stella.
And he was a godfather.
Stella. Oh, the godfather.
One and two? Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. What else was he in?
He was definitely one.
Apocalypse, Streetcar. What about that movie that was big in the... It was one of the first sexual movies.
Oh, what was that?
Last Tango in Paris, where he used...
Oh, what was it?
Butter.
He was sort of good looking in his day, wasn't he?
If you
brutish kind
if
of.
If you double dipped and then you had breakfast the next morning.
Yeah, imagine that.
What's happened to the butter? It's got funny marks in it.
Reminds me of the time when, what's that movie, The Slap? They put things in our letterbox. They wanted to film at our house. Remember The Slap?
Oh, yeah.
The ABC series? And they rang up the guy, Hugo, his name. I still remember his name.
You would let a film crew into your house?
Well, that's what he said. He said, is this the Dave O'Neill? I went, absolutely. He goes, well, you've worked on TV shows and that. He goes... They'll use every room. They say they won't, but they'll use every room. I said, you weren't considering it. I said, which house? Because I'd read The Slap, and I love The Slap, by a Melbourne author.
Yeah.
And I said, what characters would our house be? And he goes, oh, we thought your house would be the rented house. He goes, well, a rented house? My wife was offended. And he goes, well, you know, there's stuff on the front lawn and there's stuff on the front porch. But anyway.
What do you want us to do to it? Nothing. Just leave it as it is.
Anyway, I put that story out there on Facebook or somewhere, and this guy said, yeah, they used my house for the main couple. And he goes, I was sitting there watching it with the kids and I just saw people have sex on our kitchen bench.
Really?
You guys are going to make kids' lunches on that. Great stories. Yep.
What else have you been in? Superman?
Oh, of course.
What was he? Father? Wasn't he father?
Oh, he was the father.
Father of the Superman. And there was a lot of heavenly shots up there up in the clouds.
Yeah.
Mutiny on the Bounty? Did you say that
of
earlier?
Of course. No, I didn't. No, I said Island of Dr. Moreau.
He would have been... Mutiny on the Bounty. Who would he have been? Christian?
He would have been one of the main guys. He was probably the mutineer, surely.
Yeah, no, I don't. Guy. I don't remember seeing it. And then I think while he was there, he fell in love with Tahiti.
Oh yeah, and he stayed and had wives and stuff.
He
didn't
bought
he?
An island.
Yes.
Which and then there's a resort there now called Brando.
Wow.
I don't know what happened, but you know, he bought an island. Job done.
Wow.
What else is he famous for?
Oh, just the voice and the. And he was very crazy. Big in the,
he was crazy, wasn't he?
Well, towards the end, I think he was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't he a one of those actors who, like, you know, Viggo Mortensen, they get in the moment, they stay in the moment, they stay in character and all that stuff, like some of those actors do these days.
They, so they don't drop out.
They
of
don't break character.
Well, I'm doing Russell Court. Not trying to.
You're Russell Court when you're in your lunch.
I'm doing Uncle Arthur. When I'm eating lunch, you know.
Oh,
doing...
have a big
salad sandwich. Vegemite on toast. Was it you that told the story? I remember this story that I think Brando did it too, where he would write a check and it would sign it Marlon Brando because they didn't want to, they wanted his autograph. Was there someone who did that in Australia?
Yeah, Gary Ablett. Gary Ablett Sr. In Geelong. Yes. Only in Geelong though.
Yeah.
For pizza shops and stuff, yeah.
So Brando used to do the same thing because they knew they wouldn't cash a check.
Really?
So, yeah.
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
Would that work for you or I?
I don't think so.
Got to get a checkbook for a start.
We could try. I don't know. He was very crude on set apparently.
Oh, a bit rude.
Yeah, he was big on doing brown eyes and stuff. You know, like... He was. And doing, like, doing farts and stuff on set. He was like, he wanted to push the whole sophistication and the importance.
Oh, did he?
I think so. So he's big on the practical jokes. Like Paul Newman. Was it Paul Newman? On this podcast. Remember he did a stunt where he got a dummy and pushed it off a cliff and everyone thought that Paul Newman had fallen off the cliff, which is a terrible thing to do.
Clooney. Couldn't Clooney do pranks and stuff?
Clooney does.
Didn't the, he poo did, in the kitty litter tray?
Yeah, and then replace the cat's poo with a human poo.
Oh, that's effort.
Oh, it's a lot of work, isn't it?
It
really is.
It's too much.
You know, I mean, probably pretty funny now, but not that funny then. He won Academy Awards, didn't he?
Yeah. He sent a Native American woman to accept it.
Yeah, the Battle of Wounded Knee, was it? Was it Wounded Knee, one battle, or was it just in terms of the...
I don't know. I just remember seeing the photos and the footage of it. Who are you going to set to accept your Russell Coit Logie when you win it?
I'll
get up and do it. Yeah. Hey, guys, I had nothing to do with the show. Glenn sent me along.
Yeah. I'll get you to do it.
I'm here to talk about fat shaming and how it's bad, all right? Don't fat shame. All right. Glenn got shot on a camel for this. Thank you. Have you heard last week's episode?
So Marlon Brando, in the scheme of things, would be a legend.
Mm.
Legendary status.
I remember my friend told Angus Sampson, you know Angus Sampson, he's kicking a lot of goals in Hollywood.
He was great in Fargo. Was he in Fargo?
Yeah, he's in Fargo. And he's fantastic. Mate, he plays Sisko in Lincoln Lawyer, which is a seminal character.
Yeah, he did too. Yes.
He's in the Lincoln Lawyer series at the moment. And one of my friends told him, it sounds good. You speak a bit like Marlon Brando. And I reckon from that point onwards, he always spoke like this. Hey, bro, how you going, mate? How are you? Why are you speaking like that?
Yeah, mate.
You watch his show, he's always like, how you going?
Yeah, because those Aussie actors.
Yeah, they get more.
They make a few packet of cigarettes and they get.
Like Russell Coit, he's like, I got that.
Yeah.
How you going, mate?
Yeah.
Too bad if you speak like this. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to make it in Hollywood.
You've got a good voice. Your voice cuts through and you don't do anything.
Voice.
Have you got other voices you go to?
No. I can do using. No, how's it going, everybody?
But you don't drop down an octave or anything like that? You just go.
When I'm yelling at the kids sometimes. You know, got that fishwife voice. You know,
can you get off the mic and do it for me?
Oh, I only crack it about once a year with my
kids. Does it come out short and fast or does it go on a bit?
I'll try and do it. Hang on, I'll try and chat. I yelled at one of them yesterday.
Yeah,
they do that thing where they go, everyone's got to go. We had to clean up the backyard because these outside blind guys are coming over. And one of them just goes inside, I've got to change my pants, and it disappears for 15 minutes. You know, we're all onto it. We used to do it. So I said, well, hey, I'll try and do it. Honestly, they run when I, they're older too.
And they run when you...
Well, my dad was the same. He'd crack it like once a year. And
so when you crack it, they really get scared?
Yeah.
Do you want me to be annoying?
Yeah, go.
I'll be inside
putting your pants on.
No, I'll go and put my pants on.
You've been there for 15 minutes.
So have I come back out the door? Am I already in there?
Yeah, you're
already in there. I can't find my pants. I can't find them. Which ones will I put on?
Jesus Christ, Glenn! You've got to help the family outside! We're a family!
Hear that?
Oh, Dad. Yeah, Dad only does that once a year. If he's done that... I've got to say,
I've
just changed
my
pants again. Myself. Dave, that was pretty scary.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, it's within you somewhere.
When I was a teacher, I would put up, and then I would explode like that.
Yeah.
And if they were year nine, they would just laugh at me.
Oh.
Which is so humiliating. They just go, you can't do anything.
Teaching's hard.
You can't do anything. You're an emergency teacher. You can't. I can. I can.
Give us your... Okay, you yell at the class.
Sir, he keeps pushing me with the compass. Sir.
Sit down. You. I'm clicking and pointing. You sit down. You sit down. You, headmaster's office, now. No, not now. Don't you laugh at me. And then wow. he walked up.
There you go.
And he goes, oh, you found it, did you? And what had happened, I had something up my nose and it had been there for the whole class. And I looked in the mirror and I saw it and I went, so I had something up my nose. That's what they were laughing at. God, it broke me. It can break a person.
Not
like
teaching.
Yeah.
Hello to all the teachers. Yeah. Shall we talk about bongo drums? Congo drums.
Congo bongo.
Congo drums. I always think of, who is it, Matthew McConaughey? He used to play the Congo drums.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was famous for playing them.
I always think of, is it Dobie Gillis? Did he?
Yes. They might have been bongo drums. I think bongo was
smaller.
Bongo
is different. Bongo's like, we had a set. Did you have bongo drums at home?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone back in the 70s, I reckon, had bongo drums.
Yeah, Congo drums were the bigger ones.
They're the ones like wooden,
deep.
Like, yeah. like a
clinker. You know, the lolly clinker.
Shape
of a clinker.
Yeah.
With a flat top and you're boom, 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 boom. And they had a deeper sound, whereas bongos were like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
She broke my heart. Do, 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 do.
Because I can do this one, which is not very good, but I could do Rolf Harris doing Trust British Paints. Trust British Paints? Sure can. Well, that was pathetic, wasn't it? You're meant to do it on top of a lid of a thing.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I know. We can't mention Rolf Harris a lot on this podcast.
It was on topic.
It's true.
That's the only, if there was a set of bongo drums, actually.
They're going to be somewhere around here.
You don't want to get. I get the white lead out of that cupboard there.
Mm.
And there's a like a bongo drum in there. Like I don't know whether can we get it out later.
Yeah, we'll get it out later. Absolutely, we'll do that for fitting music.
Would you play the bass? Can you?
Oh, I could play a bit of bass if you want.
No.
I play the drums. Yeah, I could play the bongo drums, Congo drums. Yeah, it's just like a rhythm kind of thing.
Why don't we do that for thinking music?
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be like Matthew McConaughey. I'll take my shirt off, pretend I'm in Hawaii.
Okay, they stand up. Well, what's on top of pigskin?
Must be.
Mm. And do you think nowadays it would be still pigskin?
Mm.
Really?
Mm. No, it'd be synthetic. It'd be plastic, some sort of plastic.
Yeah, and they usually have a, like whether it's Congo or bongo, there's a higher one and a lower one.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to go higher, you push your elbow on it. Oh, you know. You know how to play it.
I don't know. I'm all... So what are famous songs with Congo drums? Oh, Fleetwood Mac had some.
Oh, did they?
Tusk. Is that Congo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What about also Toto?
Oh, that's good.
Africa?
Yeah.
There's Congo drums in that.
I think there's a TV theme.
Yeah. And it's also used in like... old movies when there were like cannibals around. When you hear the drums.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear the drums, Fernando.
Yeah.
Is that Congo drums? No, that's not Congo drums.
Though often when they...
Hear the drums. Oh, the Phantom. The Phantom. They used to play the drums in the Phantom comics.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. You probably don't remember.
I don't remember. No, I never read Phantom.
Oh, Phantom's great. But now when you think about the Phantom, he's just like... He had no superpowers. He just lived in a cave with his dog and wore a coat. He was like homeless.
And then he sort of...
And then he had his girlfriend, Diana Palmer, and he just goes down outside the window and goes, Diana, I'm out.
Bloody Phantom's here
so
again.
So he's the Phantom's like a stalker.
Did he ever
had a criminal record, the Phantom.
Did you ever see him not dressed up?
No, when he went into...
He was always the Phantom, was he?
No, when he went into normal civilian life, he would put a hat and coat on, I think. Goes to walks.
Because they call me the Phantom when it comes to parties.
Oh, yeah, you do the Phantom, the leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so do I.
Everyone does a Phantom.
No one wants to do the long goodbye.
No, don't do long goodbyes. No, not at all.
No, just go.
I always think of bongo drums when there'd be a scene in some old movie where they were doing poetry.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She
broke my
heart. Man
walks down the street.
Yeah, it's a beatnik thing.
He sees a bird, flies onto his shoulder.
Well, those were beatniks, weren't they?
Beatniks, that's exactly
right. Like Dobie Gillis. Yeah.
What sort of music do you play bongos in? Funk? Jazz?
Funk, yeah. Like Earth, Wind & Fire, they had Congo drums.
Reggae?
Oh, definitely. Bongos? There'd be bongos and a bit of reggae, a bit of Bob Marley.
Samba? What was that? Lime Fresh? Was that? No, that was a Tim. That was different.
Timpani?
That boom, was that boom, round
boom,
one.
That's
that
timpani.
Yeah.
Boom, boom,
Cuban?
Boom, boom.
All the, they're all
yeah, there. They're all like that kind of, you know, South American, Latin, Caribbean. Yeah. Latin is a good term.
Yeah.
Latin music. Yeah. Yeah. And then in the 80s, there were bands like Haircut 100 had Congo drums. Kid Creole and the Coconuts had Congo drums. Spanner Ballet had Congo drums. The sax player would play them occasionally. We had Congo drums in our band.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They would have always been a bit of a hard one to take home.
Yeah, in the station wagon. Yeah. Yeah, you know, yeah, you don't want to be a drummer. No, just being a drummer in general or a percussionist.
Yeah, hard work.
Even though it's often the most exciting bit to look at the orchestra, if you go see an orchestra, it's a percussionist. So just be playing the triangle and then get on the timpani drums or the congos.
Problem with being that is that you can't do it by yourself. If you've got a violin, you can sit at home, play a bit of violin. You get a guitar, saxophone, you can play a little bit. Timpani.
Well, boom, boom, boom.
What can you do? You can do the boom, 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 boom. They're good.
That's timpani. You're still talking about the big ones?
The big ones. The boom, 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 boom.
So, you know, like in a drum kit, okay, let's just talk about normal drums. You've got the bass drum. That's the one that's the one kick. On the floor.
Yep.
Your kick drum, the bass drum.
Yep.
Then you've got the snare. That's the one that sits in your lap. And then you've on the other side.
Oh, that's a cymbal, sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, there's different types of cymbal. There's a hi-hat. That's a hi-hat that you're doing.
Yeah.
Yep. And then there's the other one that you hit that goes like that. That's a different kind of cymbal.
Yep. Yep.
Don't get it mixed up.
No.
Because you control the hi-hat with your foot.
Because some people just have the one with the brushes.
Oh, yeah, that's very jazzy.
Yeah, jazz. Yeah.
And you know, the drummer from Def Leppard's only got one arm. You know that. He plays with one arm.
Really?
Yeah.
When he turned up for the audition, were they going,
no, he had the two arms when he started in the band.
Oh, he had two arms when he started, and then what happened?
He lost it in an accident.
Oh, that's terrible.
Now he plays with one arm.
Incredible. He does, and he's as good on one arm.
Oh yeah, yeah.
God.
Yeah, and then you have the snare, you have the bass drum, you have the cymbals, then you have all the other drums. I can't remember what they're called. They're all around. You can boom, 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 do that kind of thing when they do the drum rolls.
One arm must be really muscly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
God, that's terrible.
Drums were always cool though, weren't they? If you could learn how to play the drums.
As I've always said, when you turn up to someone's house and they go at the back room, down the rumpus room, and they had a set of drums, a bit later on the night, you get on there and you go, pretty good.
Hang on.
You know what you can do?
What?
Why don't you just pretend you're playing drums and count us in?
Yeah. One, two, three, four.
Oh, I'd go slower. One, two, three, four. Boom.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Love to play the drums.
Would you really, though? I don't know whether you would.
No, I'd like it.
What would you wear? Would you wear a singlet?
Singlet.
Yeah. Would you wear dark glasses?
When I first started the band, we used to wear sunglasses on stage, but you couldn't see the instruments. It's no good.
What was the name of the guy who in the Hey Hey Saturday band?
Animal.
What did he play? The drums?
Uh-huh.
And he played the drums and he wore dark sunglasses and he was very mysterious.
Yeah, he's like Animal from the Muppets.
What was his name? McKenna.
Is that his real name?
Yeah.
His name was Animal. Let's hear some great drummers. Ringo Starr.
He got lucky, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? One who died, Rolling Stones guy.
Charlie. Who else? We can't even name any drummers. It's terrible.
Rob
Hurst, Midnight Oil. Great drummer.
He's really good.
Oh, fantastic.
He'd be quite old and he'd be still doing it.
Yeah. Richard Plug from The Church.
Still banging it out.
Great drummer.
I'm going quiet here. I don't know. You're delving into areas I'm not really good at.
Oh, Lindy from The Go-Betweens. Great drummer. Anyway, enough of drummers.
I used to like in those American bands when they go...
The
marching band ones.
Yes.
Like the Civil War. They used to go to war playing a drum.
Marching bands.
You know,
that'd be
everyone else
had
guns. And what do you got? I've got a drum. How are you going to defend yourself? I don't know. Hide behind my
it's
drum.
It's like a bloke carrying the flag. You're like, oh, no. Well, let's have some thinking music. Let's do it.
Let's have a scene from Marlon Brando.
Or I'll get the bongo drums out and we'll play some.
Oh, sorry. You said that earlier.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
I'll get it.
I'll get them for me. Yeah, that'll be good. Get them both. Put them out. Oh, gee, they're heavy. Okay, I'll put them near the microphone. I'll just give them a practice. Here we go. Sounding good?
Yeah, you want the other one?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. There's the other one.
All right, I'll give it a whirl.
Yeah.
You're a bit of a natural, aren't I?
Just, now, give us a little, let's just, give us the, like a Congo, what do they call that? Drum solo.
Okay, here we go. Oh, pretty good.
That's fantastic.
All right, you dance.
I'll dance. No, you should dance. I'm doing the drum. You dance. If I'm
what sort of dancing what do you want me to do?
In a native style dancing, go. Grass skirt, Hawaiian.
How's this?
Oh, it looks good.
How's this?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, take your shirt off. Take your shirt off.
I'll take my shirt off.
Yeah.
Take my shirt off. Whoa, woo! Drop my pants. Okay.
Okay. Up on the chair.
Up on the chair.
Whoa.
Up.
Higher.
Oh, hang on.
Go higher.
Can I get on this?
Yeah, go right up. Stand on the table. On the table. On the on the table.
All right.
Oh. Hey, watch out for the fan.
Oh, you knew that was going to happen. You're a Congo prankster.
All right.
We God, got, my we, body hit the ground really hard then.
We got to the, what's your answer, Glenn? Have you got an
I reckon Marlon Brando always had a set of bongos on set because he liked to play them in between scenes to keep himself entertained.
I reckon Marlon invented some kind of Congo drum. I don't know. What is the answer, Sam?
Toward the end of his life, Marlon Brando, who had been an avid drummer, worked on patenting a new conga drum that, instead of being tuned by 5 or 6 screws at the top, could be tuned by only a single crank at the bottom. Beginning in 2002, Brando received 4 patents for his drum tuning system.
Wow!
I wonder if they call it the Brando or the...
Yeah, you'd reckon.
Yeah.
Wow.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Because it made me think of that drum. Remember there was a drum, it was on a stick, and you had 2 drums on it, and you spun it, and it would bang either end of the drum?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know what they're called. Reminds me of those great musician jokes, you know. What do you call someone who hangs out with musicians? The lead singer. This guy comes home one day, the guitarist comes home and sees another guitarist from another band in bed with his wife, and he goes, "Well, what are you doing?" He goes, "Oh, Wednesday I got the Village Green, Thursday I got the Punch Pub, Friday I got the Evelyn." Classic.